Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all top 10 U.S. Billboard pop chart hits, but no number ones. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, the Commodores, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, the Miracles, the Jackson 5, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature all top 10 U.S. Billboard pop chart hits.
sail on down the line, ain't it? Funny how the time can go on. Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away?
Flower.
About Time Memory from Marvin Gaye, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, and they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1969, before that the Commodores and Sail On, number 4 from 1979, and we started this hour with Martha of the Vandellas and Quicksand, number 8 from 1963. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all top 10 U.S. Billboard pop chart hits, but no number ones. Well, coming up, the Supremes and a rare non-number one song at this time, Love is Like an Itching in My Heart. Well, Love is Like an Itching in My Heart was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And the song was recorded in June of 1965, but it was not released until April of 1966. It was one of the few songs written by the team for the Supremes that didn't reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the United States. But nevertheless, the song was a top 10 hit, peaking at number 9 for 1 week in May of 1966. Billboard named the song number 90 on their list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. Well, many considered this song one of the Supremes' most powerful singles because it was up-tempo and a brassy dance single. It was somewhat of a departure from the group's much lighter pop-oriented sound before this, and it had a similar sound to songs by Martha of the Vandellas and the Four Tops. Lead vocals on the song were, of course, by Diana Ross, and background vocals were by Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, and instrumentation was by the Funk Brothers. Well, here are the Supremes, Love is Like an Itching in My Heart, right here on Motown Memories.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Adele's With the One Who Really Loves You, and they reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1962. It was their second charting single. The first one was I Don't Want to Take a Chance, which reached number 33. Before that, Stevie Wonder and a great song, Heaven Help Us All, number 9 from 1970. And we started the set with the Supremes and Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, also number 9 from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all top 10 U.S. Billboard pop chart hits, but no number ones. Coming up, another great song, this time by The Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson, Mickey's Monkey, right here on Motown Memories.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
We'll be right back.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man, yeah, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Pips and If I Were Your Woman, reaching number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Dancing Machine, number 2 from 1974. And we started with The Miracles and Mickey's Monkey, number 8 from 1963. Well, this half hour featured off top 10 U.S. Billboard Pop Chart hits, but no number ones. Coming up after the break, we'll hear more top 10 songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.